You have tuned into the Wealthy Body Podcast, the go-to health and fitness podcast for CEOs, entrepreneurs, and elite marketers, where we show you and share with you the top strategies to seamlessly integrate health, fitness, fat loss, and performance into your busy schedule. So without further ado, I'm your host, Justin Feldman. Let's get into today's show. All right, episode number 2 of the Wealthy Body Podcast. I am so excited to be doing this. Got some amazing feedback from the first episode. Today's episode, we're going to be diving into another quick, easy, effective strategy that you can use to begin incorporating health and fitness and burning body fat and gaining muscle and just feeling your best, having more confidence when you walk into your meeting or step on stage, or even if you're just lounging on the beach, just feeling great about yourself. These are steps that you can incorporate into your lifestyle that will not pull you away from the thing that you love the most, which is most likely your business or your mission or whatever it is you're working on. At Wealthy Body, the goal isn't to pull away, it isn't to separate health and wealth, or health and passion, or health and anything. Like, we don't want to separate it. We want them to seamlessly work together. So with that being said, this is another strategy. Last episode, we talked about nutrition, and a really simple, powerful strategy. If it worked really well for you, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram at the Justin Feldman. Send me a message on there. But today we're going to switch gears a little bit. I know a lot of you men are going to like this, but we're going to talk about training. How to train without feeling tired afterwards. How to train to where it's not taking hours and hours out of your day where you could be working on more important stuff to make more money, to help more people, to have more impact. How to train. Very, very simple. Again, I want to keep this as easy and effective for you as possible. So one of the biggest things I see just working with a lot of high performers is especially men, we have big egos, right? We have big egos and we want to lift heavy. We want to train. It feels good, right? Like even if you don't enjoy working out, like once you get into it, you get a lot of endorphins from it. So with that being said, the point of training, the way I see it is like, if you're an athlete, take like LeBron James for an example. LeBron James, he needs to train in a way that's going to enhance his basketball performance, right? He's the best basketball player in the world, arguably. He needs to train probably 2-3 hours a day, maybe more. He needs to stay on point with his nutrition. He needs to do all of these things. He has a coach that, you know, guides him. He needs to do all these action steps to make him the best player on the basketball court, right? That is his entire game plan. His entire training regimen is structured so he is dominant on the court with a basketball in his hand. So that is the same way I see it for an entrepreneur. He needs to be dominant in their business, in their life, in their relationships. You have to train. That's the whole point of working out. Obviously, you know, on a superficial level, the point, you know, you could say that working out is just so I want to have abs. I want to look really good. I want to, you know, take my shirt off on the beach and like impress people. Yes. Nobody on here listening to this can say like that you don't want that. Like, you probably to some degree in your body, in your mind, you want that. But with that being said, I've talked to enough people at this point to know that they want to just perform. They want to be able to function at a high level. And the way I see it is, if LeBron James is training to dominate on the basketball court, you need to be training in a way that you can dominate in your life. So what I found to be the most effective with this is what I call energizer workouts. Energizer workouts. Very, very simple. I actually have a PDF where I broke down exactly what an energizer workout is. I even gave you a sample workout that you can grab. So if you want, the link will be in the show notes. Just go ahead and grab that. Go to that link and check it out. And you can literally do the workout today. But with that being said, energizer workouts, I'm going to keep this super simple. It's literally a 15 to 25 minute workout that you do first thing in the morning that is going to, like it said, sounds, is going to energize you. It's going to be fast. It's going to be intense. It's going to be progressive, right? You're going to either get stronger with more reps, or you're going to complete more rounds. I'm not going to get into specific strategies because I don't want to overwhelm you, but really, at its core, you're going to spend 15 to 25 minutes. You're going to set a timer so that way you're in and you're out. You're going to work your full body, get a quick workout in. Again, everyone's goals are different, so this might change depending on what your specific goal is. But at its simplest, at its core, you're going to get a 15 to 25 minute workout in first thing in the morning. One of the things I have my clients do is I challenge them, right? I challenge them, get out of your bed or get out of your bedroom and be doing this Energizer workout within 10 minutes of waking up. Just get up and just do it. Like, have a challenge with yourself, because that way you're waking up and you're aggressive, right? You're attacking the day. You're pushing yourself. And this mentality is going to be something that you can actually apply for the rest of your day. You're starting yourself off with a massive win. So Energizer workouts, apply them today. 15 to 25 minute workouts. You're going to do, you know, push-ups, pull-ups, crunches, core movements. Very, very simple. Again, if you want an example of this, I have it in the PDF. Just go check it out in the show notes. But I challenge you to try this. Wake up first thing in the morning, you know, either go to the gym real quick, or I recommend for most of my guys, like I have a client, Isaac Abbey, who he has gained 20 pounds of muscle. All he has is a pull-up bar. It takes him, he does 30-minute workouts. He's good to go. You can get away with less than that if you really, really go quickly. So Energizer workouts. That is day number two. Apply this to your life. If you implement this with the last podcast, if you haven't listened to the first podcast, definitely go back and listen to this. If you apply the Energizer workouts with the fasting protocol, the what I call performance fasting, if you apply those together, oh, you're going to see some crazy results, and you're going to not just look physically better, but you're going to perform better. Your brain's going to be you're going to be wittier, you'll be able to respond quicker to fires that are you need to put out in your business. It's going to really make a big impact on you, and I know that by me sharing this content with you, it's going to really impact other people as well. So apply it, let me know how it goes. Shoot me a message on Instagram at @TheJustinFeldman. Check out the PDF if you want more information. With that being said, hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace. All right. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. You know the drill. I'm sure you listen to podcasts all the time. If you enjoy this content, if you're getting value out of this, please go ahead and give me a 5-star review, or just tell me if you don't like it. Like, literally go on there and tell me, yo, Justin, I don't like this content, just so I can know what it is that you're looking for and how I can improve the show. So without further ado, I'll let you get back into your daily grind. But again, thank you so much for tuning into the show. It means the world to me. Hope you have an amazing day. And as we say here at Wealthy Body, let your body lead the way. Talk soon.